confusing people, that we may find wisdom in what is before us and for what is before us. Amen. I want to tell you a story. It's a true story. I met David when I was working at First United Church. David was a small man. He had all the signs of being malnourished as a child, the poor teeth and the bad bones and the slight twisting of limbs that showed he'd had too few vitamins. He always had a light in his eyes, though. It was sometimes a crafty light, but a light. One day I was standing talking to a group of people when David came in carrying a football, Canadian-American style football, a big, expensive-looking, brand-new football. He said he had found it. He tried to sell it to me. Now, there was no doubt in my mind that David had stolen the football. But he got a coffee and came to chat with us to wait until lunch was served. And then a man came in crying and injured. He'd been on the street when a car came by and ran over his foot. And the shoe was torn and he couldn't walk without being supported. And he needed medical help. But he refused an ambulance. Like many First Nations people, he was terrified of being taken to the hospital. So David handed me the precious, stolen football to look after. And he got his shoulder under the man's arm and said, "I'll take you to the clinic." The clinic was a couple of blocks away, and David knew it would be a long walk with an injured man, and that by that time, by the time he got back, all the lunch sandwiches would probably be gone. And he was entrusting me with his football, his football. Now, David didn't know this man. He wasn't a friend, just a human being hurt and in need. And that light was in David's eyes while he told me to keep the football for him, that slightly crafty light, but a light. So I, the minister, looked after the stolen football, and David, the thief, sometime addict, looked after a hurting man using his own twisted and weak frame to support him down the street to help. Today we celebrate the saints and we ask the question, what is a saint? Who is a saint? These people we remembered today reading names and lighting our candles may have been good, wonderful, shining examples in our lives, or not. They may have been those whose light always flickered, who struggled, who were sometimes wonderful but not always, sometimes faithful but not always. They may have called themselves Christians or not. They have a place in our hearts, and as a result, they have formed our present. But they are not the saints of today. We are. We are the gathering of the people seeking to follow in the way of Christ. And just as St. Paul wrote to the saints in Corinth and the saints in Ephesus and the saints in Rome, we are the saints in Richmond. Just some of them. I should say that we are those who are practicing to be saints. Practicing Christianing, because Christianing is hard. I think that in these next days we are going to have to practice a lot. And this is what we might practice. We are going to practice a kind of love that doesn't come easily. Agape love, it's called in Greek. In Latin, the word is caritas, the love of all humanity as God understands it. The great preacher Gordon Cosby said, "Agape love is the power to love the unlovable. It is the power to love people we don't like. Jesus commands us to love our enemies in order to be like God. We are not told to love, though, in order to win our enemies or to get results, but that we may be children of God. the God who sends the rain on the just and the unjust, who looks after both the good and the evil. The predominant characteristic of this agape love is that no matter what a person is like, God seeks nothing but his or her highest good. We are the saints. Dorothy Day was an American journalist, a social activist, and a Catholic convert. She had lived a riotous life before her conversion, but she became a beacon in the world. She was a social activist, and she spent time in prison for advocating the vote for women. She spent time in prison for protesting the treatment of the poor. She spent time in prison because she was a pacifist and combined pacifism with direct aid for the poor, the homeless, and the addicted. She practiced civil disobedience. She co-founded a newspaper called The Catholic Worker and advocated for Christian economics. And she lived in poverty by choice for most of her life. The Catholic Church is still in the midst of the process of possibly canonizing her to make her a saint, despite the fact that before her death, Dorothy herself said, "Don't make me a saint. I don't want to be written off that easily." What she meant was that she didn't want people to think that only someone who wasn't really human, someone who was beyond human, could act as she had acted, love as she had loved. She didn't want people to think that only someone with a special channel to God could live that way. She didn't want people to think that only someone removed from real life could make that kind of difference in the world. All Saints is not just a day to remember those that we miss. It is not a day of death, nor a celebration of death. Today is a day to give thanks for life, the lives of those we lit candles for, but also for the possibilities of our own lives. The difference we can make when we practice a kind of loving that is beyond us without God's help. One day, we hope, people will light candles and say our names and remember our lives lived in love and our lives in which we taught loving. Not because we are special or holier than anyone else, but because God calls us and offers us grace, faith, hope, and possibility. Without it, without that possibility, we are nothing, and with it, we are everything. I have been taught loving by the poorest men, by ones who can't read or write. I have been taught about agape by a thief, and about blessings by those who seem to have none. The saints in my life are not always the one I expected. The world desperately needs us to practice Christianing, to practice loving the unlovable, and to remember that God loves even those who don't know how to love. We certainly cannot change them by hating them. We may not change them by loving them. But loving, or at least trying to love, and acting as though we do when we can't, changes us. There's a light that shines from such actions like 1,000 candles lighting a great space. It is said, "Do not be overwhelmed by the enormity of the world's grief, but light a small light and do what you can by that light, that we may not succumb to anger or despair, but live so that the next generation will light candles for us and remember our names with hope." May it be so. Amen. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing.